the exchange rate. This chapter looks at the currency markets where the value of one currency against another is determined on a daily basis. The exchange rate measures the external value of sterling in terms of how much of another currency it can buy. For example, how many dollars or euros you can buy with £5,000. The daily value of the currency is determined in the foreign exchange markets, forex, where billions of dollars INS of currencies are traded every hour. The global currency markets are open 24 hours a day, allowing businesses and individuals to trade in currencies. The table below shows how the pound sterling has changed against a selection of currencies. The sterling index measures the external value of the pound against a basket of currencies, weighted according to how much trade we do with a particular country. As you can see, there was a significant depreciation in sterling's value during 2008 and into 2009. The sterling index fell from 103.6 to 80.0, and the pound also dipped in value against the US dollar, the Japanese yen and the euro. Together, over 70% of the UK's trade is priced in these currencies. Floating exchange rates. The UK operates with a floating exchange rate system where the forces of market demand and supply for a currency determine the daily value of one currency against another. If, for example, overseas investors want to buy into sterling to take advantage of higher interest rates on offer in UK bank accounts, they will swap their own currencies for pounds. This causes an increase in the demand for sterling in the foreign exchange markets, and in the absence of other offsetting factors, this will force sterling higher against other currencies. The value of the pound in the currency markets depends on how strong is demand for the currency relative to supply. Currencies tend to go up in value, appreciate, either when a country is running a large trade surplus, which brings in extra demand for a currency from sales of exports, or when overseas investors regard the currency as a good one to buy. This might be because attractive interest rates are on offer by putting money into savings accounts in that currency, or because there are high expected returns from other types of investment, notably property, stocks and shares, and so on. How does a change in the exchange rate influence the economy? Changes in the exchange rate can have powerful effects on the macro economy, affecting variables such as the demand for exports and imports, real GDP growth, inflation, business profits and jobs. But as with most variables in economics, there are time lags involved. The impact of movements in currencies on the economy depends in part on 1. The scale of any change in the exchange rate. 2. Whether the change in the currency is short-term or long-term. 3. How businesses and consumers respond to exchange rate fluctuations. The concept of price elasticity of demand is important here. 4. The size of any multiplier and accelerator effects. 5. When a currency movement takes place, that is, at which point of an economic cycle. Consider the economic effects of the depreciation in the pound against the US dollar in 2008 and the early months of 2009. 1. UK exports in US markets will see an improvement in price competitiveness. This ought to give a boost to export industries depending on the price elasticity of demand. 2. The UK tourist industry will benefit from more tourists coming from North America, as the US dollar will have a greater purchasing power in Britain. 3. UK businesses competing against imports of products priced in US dollars will also see their price competitiveness improve, since imports will become more expensive. 4. A downside of the falling pound-dollar exchange rate is that imports of raw materials, components and finished manufactured, and consumer goods will become more expensive. The prices of most internationally traded goods are priced in dollars, so businesses and consumers will have to adjust to higher input costs, a cause of falling prices and higher inflation. The chart above shows the value of the euro against the pound, that is how many pence per euro. So a rise in the line graph indicates that the euro is buying more pounds, that is the pound is depreciating, and the euro is appreciating. The exchange rate and inflation. The exchange rate affects the rate of inflation in a number of direct and indirect ways. 1. Changes in the prices of imports. This has a direct effect on the consumer price index. For example, an appreciation of the exchange rate usually reduces the sterling price of imported consumer goods and durables, raw materials and capital goods. 2. Commodity prices and the cap. Many commodities are priced in US dollars, so a change in the sterling-dollar exchange rate has a direct impact on the UK price of commodities such as foodstuffs. A stronger dollar makes it more expensive for Britain to import these items. 3. Changes in the growth of UK exports. A higher exchange rate makes it harder to sell overseas because of a rise in relative UK prices. If exports slow down, price elasticity of demand is important in determining the scale of any change in demand, then exporters may choose to cut their prices, reduce output and cut back employment levels. Bank of England research suggests that a 10% depreciation in the exchange rate can add up to 3% to the level of consumer prices 3 years after the initial change in the exchange rate. But the impact on inflation of a change in the exchange rate depends on what else is going on in the economy. For example, a lower pound is unlikely to have the same inflationary effects during a recession. Showing the effects of currency movements using ADAS analysis. In the charts below, we try to illustrate the effects of currency depreciation on aggregate demand and short-run aggregate supply. A rise in exports causes an outward shift of AD. Higher import prices leads to an inward shift of SRAS. A fall in export demand. Lower GDP level, negative output gap. A fall in the cost of importing raw materials, increase in GDP, reduction in inflation. Why the pound is crucial to the economy. The exchange rate is the price of one currency expressed in terms of another, and is crucial to businesses selling goods and services abroad as well as those firms who import products from other countries. When the exchange rate rises in value, that is an appreciation, this makes exporters' goods, priced in sterling, more expensive in foreign currency. So demand for these dearer exports can be expected to fall, depending on the price elasticity of demand for UK exports, and also whether there have been changes in other factors influencing demand. A decline in exports reduces overall aggregate demand and should lower inflationary pressure, so a higher exchange rate could lead to the Monetary Policy Committee deciding to reduce official base interest rates. A higher exchange rate also makes imports cheaper when sold in the UK. This is good news for the real purchasing power of British consumers, and also for UK firms who need to import raw materials, components and finished products. But higher prices feed into the consumer price index, and can have a direct effect on our rate of inflation. So a strong pound is good news for keeping inflation under control, but can have negative effects on exports, which account for around 30%. Of aggregate demand. A weaker pound can provide a boost to aggregate demand, a useful tool in lifting the economy out of a recession. the 2008-2009 depreciation of sterling. In 2008, and in the early months of 2009, the pound fell sharply against a range of currencies. A fall in the currency represents an expansionary monetary policy, and can be used as a counter-cyclical measure to stimulate demand, profits, output, and jobs. It ought to bring about an improvement in the balance of trade, and, through higher export sales, drive higher demand and output in industries that serve export businesses, the so-called backquote supply chain effect. Economists at Goldman Sachs have estimated that a 1% fall in the exchange rate has the same effect on UK output as a 0.2 percentage point cut in interest rates. On this basis, the 25% decline in sterling in 2007-08 was equivalent to an additional cut in interest rates of between 4 and 5 percentage points, this at a time of domestic and global economic weakness. Without the depreciation in sterling at this time, the recession in the UK would have been deeper. In brief, a cheaper currency provides a competitive boost to an economy, and can lead to positive multiplier and accelerator effects within the circular flow of income and spending. In the latter part of 2008, and into 2009, the hope was that a lower currency could help to provide the impetus for an export-led recovery, reducing the size of the negative output gap, and limiting the scale of higher unemployment caused by the recession. Depreciation of sterling also has the effect of increasing the value of profits and income for UK businesses with investments overseas. And it is a boost to tourist and farming industries. For farmers, CAP payments are made in euros, so a lower pound/EUR exchange rate increases the sterling value of farm subsidies. Not all of the effects of a cheaper currency are positive. Here are some downsides and risks. A weak currency can make it harder for the government to finance a budget deficit, if overseas investors lose confidence. When investors take their money out, this is known as capital flight. Depreciation increases the cost of imports, for instance rising prices for essential foodstuffs, raw materials and components, and also imported technology. This can cause an inward shift of SRAS, and has inflationary risks, and might also affect long-run productive potential. Weak global demand has dampened the beneficial effects of a lower currency. It is harder to export when key markets are in recession, and, as the table below shows, some of the economies of the UK's main trading partners have been in deep recession in 2009. If the price elasticity of demand for exports and imports is low, a depreciation of the exchange rate may initially cause a worsening of the balance of trade in goods and services. Evaluation points on the effects of exchange rate changes. Changes in the exchange rate have quite a powerful effect on the economy, but we tend to assume ceteris paribus, all other factors held constant, which of course is highly unlikely to be the case. 1. Counterbalancing use of fiscal and monetary policy. For example, the government can alter fiscal policy to manage the level of aid, and the Bank of England has the flexibility to change interest rates, for instance lower interest rates, if they felt that a high exchange rate was damaging export sectors and causing much lower inflation. 2. Low elasticities of demand. In the short term, the effects of exchange rates on export and import demand tends to be low, because of low price elasticity of demand. 3. Business response to the challenge of a high exchange rate. Businesses can and do adapt to a high exchange rate. There are several ways in which industries can adjust to the competitive pressures that a strong pound imposes. Some of the options include: A. Cutting their export prices when selling in overseas markets, and therefore accepting lower profit margins, to maintain competitiveness and market share. B. Outsourcing components from overseas to keep production costs down. C. Seeking productivity/efficiency gains to keep unit labor costs under control, or perhaps trying to negotiate a reduction in pay levels. D. Investing extra resources in new product lines, where demand is price inelastic and less sensitive to exchange rate fluctuations. This involves producing products with a higher income elasticity of demand, where non-price factors such as product quality, design and effective marketing are as important in securing orders as the actual price. 101B1C, 2A2B2C second, 3A3B3C, 4A4B4C, 5A5B5C5D, 6A6B6C.